From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. What you're about to hear is the Kashi Ashram Church. It's a ritual recorded by a member. It's either the sound of an abusive cult that spent much of its time on some isolated land near Vero Beach, or a legitimate religion focused on the spirituality of man. What this really is may be for a court to decide in a lawsuit filed in Miami. Terrence McCoy is a writer for New Times. He's been reporting on the decades-long saga of the group's leader, a Jewish Brooklyn housewife once married to an Italian husband. Terrence is here to tell us how Joyce Green became Ma Jayasati Bhagavati and ended up in Florida. Terrence, this is complicated. Start in the 70s.
She always had dinner out there at 6 p.m. sharp. They did family dinners on the weekends. She was just what you'd think of as a traditional Italian housewife. But then sometime around 1973, something changed. Her daughter, her ex-husband, they really struggled with trying to pinpoint exactly what happened there to make her change. All they can think of is that she was trying to lose weight. So she started doing yoga. And then during this time of doing yoga, she started having these alleged visions of Jesus Christ. She started having alleged stigmatas. And her husband, her ex-husband, says that he went and took the clothing and the blood that she bled, and it turned out it was just theatrical blood.
This became such a huge part of her life that she became a different human being, and somehow this gets her to Florida.
Yeah, it does. And what was so interesting about this is that her story was so remarkable that this obscure Jewish woman living in Brooklyn all of a sudden had a vision of Jesus Christ while she was performing yoga inside her bathroom. It catapulted her into some degree of fame in New York. And then one day she just decided that it was time to come down to Florida. Her followers came with her. And all of a sudden in 1976, 1977, this obscure backwater place outside of Sebastian, Florida, that was overgrown with jungle next to the ocean, all of a sudden is deluged by 150 hippies talking about spirituality and trying to find a new way to God.
God, man does not know. Flesh, man knows. There is no word for God. Makes guru greater than God.
And some very well-known people, apparently.
Arlo Guthrie, who was a very famous folk singer, came and stayed with her a lot, as well as Julia Roberts later in her life. Very well-known, famous, and rich people came through this small splash of grass and creek in Vero Beach, Florida.
What went wrong?
What went wrong is...
Because right now I want to go.
Yeah, I know. It sounds idyllic and it sounds wonderful, and that's exactly why a lot of people went. Is the same thing that goes wrong in a lot of places when you have someone with absolute control. She was thought to be more or less a deity. I interviewed 8 separate people that said that if they didn't follow her orders, they were beaten.
And there are even some more serious allegations, like sexual assault, which is why Joyce Green's daughter is now suing her now-deceased mother's church. Terrence, really too much for one sitting, but you can read Terrence McCoy's entire New Times story. We do have a link on WLRN.org. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.